obviously, the reason why we're doing this, sir, is in regard to the revoke regulation of 274.
Yes.
So obviously that allows hiring teachers on seniority. Government revoked the policy that for the past decade forced Ontario school boards to hire only from a pool of teachers with the most seniority. Where did this idea to revoke this come from, sir? Is this something you guys have been mulling for a while?
Yeah, you know, it is. It's something we've heard certainly from parents. From young educators especially, I've heard this from a number of young teachers. And I think, you know, Brad, we all know how many young teachers do we know that have been bouncing around between long-term occasional, some of the brightest, most tech-savvy minds in the province, and they can't land a job. And that's in part due to Regulation 274. So for too long, our newer, younger teachers have been left behind. And, you know, we feel that they deserve equal opportunities for progression, and that's what this is going to do.
It seems like it comes from the idea of hiring based on merit and qualifications.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, I mean, how often do you and I and folks out there listening go in for an interview, and in so many aspects of our society, from small businesses, to so many other organizations in our community, you hire based on merit. And I think that that's really important here, that we reevaluate Regulation 274, as I said, from young teachers to young Francophone teachers in the National Capital Region. This has been something that has significantly inhibited their ability to grow. And what we're doing now is we've got an interim provincial hiring policy in place that will establish a fair and transparent hiring process, which will, of course, cover conflicts of interest, rules for school boards to avoid nepotism, favoritism. But here, I mean, I represent a rural riding, and I think it's important that we enable administrators to hire teachers that are reflective of local community-based needs. And, you know, I know that in areas of rural Ontario, it'll be nice for administrators to have that ability to take young, aspiring young teachers in their own community who either might have a unique language set or a unique skill set that really helps them in their specific community. And I think that's going to benefit students and benefit our next generation.
It's pretty early in the school year. You guys are jumping right into this. I did read as well that the search for teachers have heightened with the pandemic. So is this a way to alleviate that and help ease that process?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I mean, no doubt, you know, as we've enabled through additional funding boards to bring on additional teachers to support online learning, to support the needs in every school, this will help help boards and help our schools in doing that. I do, you know, on October 22nd, that new policy program memorandum will be shared with stakeholders. We're going to be discussing that with them. The revocation will come into effect, towards the end of the month. The input on the PPM will be received and consolidated throughout November, and then ultimately this will be posted mid to late November publicly for everybody to see, and will come into force January of 2021.
What do you make, sir, when the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario saying it's disappointed in the Minister of Education? They believe utilizing the COVID crisis as an opportunity to attack the fair hiring process.
Well, first, I mean, this isn't a fair hiring process, and just speak to any young teachers in our community and they'll tell you that. But, you know, this is something that's been batted around for years, was discussed. I think even former Premier Wynne acknowledged that this was far from ideal, the Regulation 274. And it's not surprising. I mean, it's not surprising that that's the union's reaction. It's always been a union-led, union-favored initiative that promotes a seniority over merit-based hiring. And, you know, I think that when we look at the needs of students and parents, our youth deserve the best possible educator at the front of that classroom, an educator that is reflective of those community-based needs, an educator that's tech-savvy. I was listening to the radio last night, call-in shows, and a number of young teachers calling in, supportive of this, able to implement, in today's context more so than ever, new tech into the class that'll supportive of student learning. So I'm not surprised that that's their reaction, but, you know, we're going to work with our educators, with our school boards, with our labor partners and teachers alike to make sure that we've got a next generation of teachers that have the ability to enter this profession, a very noble and worthwhile profession, and really enable local communities to have that best teacher at the front of the classroom.
Mr. Piccini, also one more question for you here. Mr. Harvey Bischoff, he's the president of the OSSTF, and he says that there's nothing wrong hiring based on merit, but he believes ditching regulation can maybe lead to preferential treatment during the hiring process. I know earlier on in this interview here, you had mentioned that it was you're working to make it as fair as possible. Can you kind of give me some examples on things that are being implemented?
Yeah, that's a great question. The interim provincial policy, I mean, he's absolutely incorrect on that, because the interim provincial policy would, and I'll just name a few things here, it establishes a fair and transparent hiring process and sets out clear conflict of interest rules for school boards in order to avoid nepotism, favoritism. I mean, people can't hire their buddies, their family members. That sets it out clearly, and that's just not going to happen. It'll enable boards to consider, you know, things like teaching experience, skill sets, backgrounds, variety of work experience that may be valuable to that specific position. So if we look at that, you know, I mentioned the National Capital Region. So the ability to speak multiple languages in addition to English and French, for example, the ability to lead, you know, school bands, things like that. I mean, our teachers are active members of their local societies in which they live. So it's important that we look at those professional experiences outside of the classroom. Equity and diversity, I mean, in today's society, we've seen so many examples in the GTA, you know, and things in the news. And it's important for our next generation that that boards begin to look at promoting equity and diversity and reducing some of those glass ceilings. And I think that'll be very important. And finally, I think, you know, we will maintain considerations for seniority in the interview process, with exceptions obviously made for the things I just mentioned before. And you know, I think ultimately our boards and administrators want to ensure that best teacher at the front of the classroom. This isn't to say that obviously that experience one gains year over year teaching is so valuable, but it's important. I mean, this regulation was so restrictive. And so, you know, I think the interim provincial policy will establish clear and consistent rules, you know, some of which I just mentioned, to avoid any concerns.
Mr. Piccini, I couldn't thank you enough for your time. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. Appreciate it.
All the best. Take care.